Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark vocal riser layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and drum and bass, with that 90s-inspired warehouse energy. So think less shiny EDM uplifter and more haunted dubplate, distant siren, and sweaty basement tension. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but the result can sound seriously effective if you keep it tight and musical. We're going to use vocal-based source material, like a chopped spoken phrase, a whispered word, a sung vowel, or a single vocal stab from a sample pack. The goal is to turn that one little vocal idea into a riser that builds pressure without stealing the spotlight from your drums and bass. So let's set the scene. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo around 172 BPM. If you want it a little more urgent, go for 174. That's a great zone for classic DNB energy. Now create a simple setup. One audio track for the vocal source, one audio track for the riser processing, and if you want, a return track for extra reverb or delay. If you like working cleanly, keep the riser in its own group or folder. That makes automation and arranging a lot easier later. Now choose your vocal source carefully. For this kind of build, short and gritty is usually better than long and pretty. Try something like run, come on, no escape, rise, or even a whispered breathy phrase. What you want is something that feels like it belongs in a dark jungle tune. Avoid vocals that are too clean, too pop, or too melodic. We're not building a glossy festival riser here. We want tension, texture, and a little grime. Drag the vocal into Ableton and turn warp on. If the vocal is fairly melodic or you want it to stay natural, try Complex Pro. If you want that more old-school sampler feel, Repitch is really nice. Repitch gives you that raw, obviously manipulated movement that can work beautifully in jungle and DNB. Trim the sample down if needed. A short phrase, maybe half a bar to 2 bars long, is usually enough. Keep it simple. A riser does not need to say too much. Now let's create the actual rise. You can do this a few different ways, but the simplest beginner method is to automate the clip transposition upward over time. Try starting with something like +7 semitones, +12 semitones, or even +24 if you want a more dramatic lift. For a 1-bar build, the motion should feel subtle and tense. For a 2-bar build, you can let it climb more naturally. For a 4-bar build, go a little more cinematic and let the tension simmer before it peaks. If you want even more control, you can drop the vocal into simpler, set it to classic or one shot, and trigger it from MIDI while drawing a rising note pattern. That's great if you want the vocal to feel more musical rather than just like a straight whoosh upward. Now we'll shape the sound. First, add EQ 8. Use it to clean up the source. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, so you're not cluttering the low end. If it gets muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the vocal gets harsh, gently reduce somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. That low end matters in DNB. The sub and kick need space, so the riser should stay out of that zone. Next, add auto filter. This is one of the main movement tools in the whole sound. Set it to low pass and use a 24 dB slope. Add a bit of resonance, but don't overdo it. Then automate the cutoff so it opens over the build. A good starting point is to begin around 200 to 500 Hz and end somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. You can also do the opposite approach, where you start closed and gradually reveal the sound from the fog. That can feel really dark and cinematic. After that, add saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive with soft clip-on. This adds grit and density, which helps the vocal cut through without needing to be loud. Then add reverb. For this style, a larger, darker reverb works really well. Try a decay time between 3 and 8 seconds, a small pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and keep the high end controlled with a high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. You can also low-cut the reverb around 200 to 500 Hz so it doesn't get muddy. If you want it to feel huge and haunted, increase the decay and dry/wet. If you want it tighter and more modern, keep the reverb more restrained. Now add echo or delay. A slightly unstable delay can make the riser feel more alive. Try 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 timing, with feedback around 15-40%. Darken the repeats with filters so it doesn't get too shiny. Keep the dry/wet modest, maybe 10-25%. Then finish the chain with utility. Use it to control width and gain. Something like 110 to 140% width can work well, but be careful not to spread low mids too much. If needed, keep the low end more centered. Now the riser has the basic tone and motion, but the real magic comes from automation. Automate the filter cutoff, the reverb amount, the delay feedback, the pitch, and the volume. You do not need to automate everything at once in a complicated way. In fact, simpler usually sounds stronger. A gray two-bar approach is this. The first bar starts filtered and tense, the second bar opens up and rises more clearly, and the final beat, before the drop gets a little extra reverb and delay, then the dry vocal cuts out right before the drums hit. That little moment of silence before the drop is huge. In jungle and D&B, space is power. If the riser keeps going too long, the drop loses impact. If you let it stop just before the downbeat, the drums slam harder. Now let's add a reverse layer. Duplicate the vocal clip, reverse it, and place it before the main riser. Then add reverb to that reversed sound. If you want to go further, print the reverb tail by freezing and flattening, or resampling it, and then reverse the tail too. That creates a wash that pulls into the drop like a vacuum. Very effective, very dramatic, and very jungle. If the riser still feels too smooth, add a chopped vocal texture on another layer. You can do this with simpler by slicing the vocal or making a tiny loop and triggering different pieces with MIDI. Try staggering the hits a little, or randomizing them, if you want a broken up rave feel. A little auto pan can add movement here, and a light touch of redux can give it an extra dusty edge. Just don't overcook it. The goal is tension, not chaos for its own sake. Now group all of the riser layers together and glue them lightly, with a compressor or glue compressor. Use a ratio around 2:1 or 3:1, with a medium attack and release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. That helps the layers feel like one unified instrument instead of separate effects stacked on top of each other. If you want more aggression, you can add drum bus, but use it carefully. A little drive and crunch can be great. Too much and the whole thing turns into muddy destruction, which is not what we want before a drop. One important coaching note here. Treat the riser like a scene change, not like the main lead sound. If it starts feeling too musical or too front and center, pull the level back and soften the top end. In jungle, the riser should create anticipation, not steal the whole moment. A really nice beginner habit is to check the riser against the drums, not in solo. Something can sound enormous by itself, and then fall apart once the breakbeats come in. Always listen in context. Here's a practical arrangement idea. In the breakdown, start with the filtered vocal ambience and maybe the reverse tail. Then slowly increase the pitch and open the filter. As you approach the pre-drop, raise the delay feedback and widen the reverb a bit more. Right before the drop, mute most of the vocal riser and leave only a small tail or reverse hit. Then let the drums and bass take over cleanly. That's classic D&B pressure. If you want to push the idea further, there are a few great variations. You can make a fake-out riser by letting it rise almost all the way, then briefly dropping in pitch at the end before stopping abruptly. That little surprise can make the real drop hit even harder. You can also make a two-speed build, where the first half feels slow and foggy and the second half becomes faster and more urgent. A simple way to do that is to increase the automation curve steepness near the end. Another cool option is call and response. Use one short phrase and one breath or whisper, then alternate them. That can give you a classic rave tension without needing a more complex source. And if you want more thickness, duplicate the vocal and pitch stack it. Keep one copy normal, one an octave up, and maybe one slightly down. Blend them quietly for a more unsettling, layered feel. For extra grime, try a little distortion before the reverb. Roar, saturator, or overdrive can all work. Keep it subtle, and let the distortion happen before the ambience so the reverb spreads a dirtier sound. You can also create a ghost layer by duplicating the riser, turning it way down, and burying it in reverb. That kind of almost hidden texture can make the main build feel bigger without becoming obvious. And here's a very useful workflow tip. If the effects get too chaotic, print the riser to audio early. Once you like the movement, bounce it and edit the timing more precisely. That's often where the sound really starts to feel professional. Let's do a quick recap. Choose a short vocal phrase or whisper. Warp it, ideally with repitch for a raw old-school feel. Pitch it upward over 1, 2, or 4 bars. Shape it with EQ, auto filter, saturator, reverb, and echo. Add a reverse layer for tension. Group everything and blue it lightly. Then arrange it so the riser supports the drop instead of covering it. The big idea is simple. In D&B, the riser should build pressure without stealing impact. So keep it dark, controlled, slightly unstable, and just dangerous enough to feel alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a step-by-step Ableton control list, or write a matching voiceover for the next lesson in the series.